Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome to Fort McMurray Matters, keeping you connected to our community.
Brought to you by Cooper & Company Law Firm and Fort McMurray Orthodontics.
On Play 103.
Hello and welcome to Fort McMurray Matters. I'm your host, Ryan McNally. Today on the show, we preview the U21 Canadian Curling Championships coming to Fort McMurray on Sunday. I chat with Matt Dunstone and Corinne Brown, the skips from the winning teams from the last time Fort McMurray hosted this event. I also chat with Tyler Spitzer, the co-chair of the organizing committee, on final preparations being made for this event. Joining me on the phone, we have a special guest for you on Fort McMurray Matters, two-time Canadian junior champion, Matt Dunstone. Matty, how's it going here today?
Hey, doing good, Ryan. How are you?
Doing well. Take us back to those Canadian juniors in Fort McMurray where you have some happy memories. What were they like for you?
Yeah, hard to believe. It's been pretty well 11 years now since I've been up there. Only time I've been up to Fort McMurray, and obviously good little experience. You know, it was first national championship I'd ever played in, and the facility they have in Fort Mac was like nothing I had seen before. So all the juniors are going to be in good hands, you know, in the next couple weeks here.
What was that excitement level heading up to Fort McMurray? I believe that was your first provincial junior championship too, and getting to represent your province somewhere new.
Yeah, totally. That was the first time I had represented, province at a national level ever. So, I mean, obviously, that's an experience you won't forget. And I remember, being at the hotel with everybody else and, you know, getting to meet people from other provinces for the first time. And that might have even been the first time I played out of province before, if I remember correct. So obviously brand new experience, and it's just great to meet and play against a bunch of people from around Canada.
After the round robin and championship pool, you sat with a 7-3 record, went to a tiebreaker, ended up moving on to semifinal. What were the feelings heading into that semifinal against Nova Scotia?
Yeah, we had played more than enough curling, up to that point. I think if my memory serves me right, we had a pretty good semifinal there. Took care of business against Nova Scotia rather easily, if my memory does serve me correct. But, I mean, we were fortunate to even make that final. I do remember two games prior to that, Saskatchewan actually missed a draw to the paint to send us home and not even let us get into that tiebreaker. So it's just kind of one of those funny things that, had to go your way in order to win one of those things. And, once we got to that point, we just sort of got rolling and controlled the two playoff games we played in.
And then that final against the host, Alberta, that had to have been some tense moments back then with, playing against a hometown team in a national final like that.
Yeah, totally. First time playing on TSN, too, and put together one of the worst TSN mugshots I think you'll ever see for that championship. And, I mean, we were so young, didn't even really understand what was going on, at that point. Chance to go play at a world championship, trip to Russia on the line. You're so young and you're kind of oblivious to all that sort of pressure, that exists in those moments. And, it's really funny looking back. I think that game's still on YouTube now, just kind of looking back at it, just with how we actually played the game and, strategy, all that sort of stuff. It's just kind of funny looking back at it because even our final shot to win, it's like, well, that was a ridiculous call. With the shot we actually played. But it's just kind of funny being young, oblivious to, everything around you and what's at stake and, just kind of going out and curling. That's definitely the part of, today's game in the men's game now that I miss is, in the junior game, you didn't really know any better. You just went out and curled and had fun with your buddies and hoped to win games along the way.
Your third back then, Colton Lott, is your second now. So it's good to, see that connection still with your men's team now with Colton and you playing again with each other.
Yeah, great. I mean, any success I've ever had in the sport, Colton's been along for the ride with me. Obviously, two Canadian juniors with him, and now we're making some strides in the men's game here. So, I mean, he's a phenomenal player. I think he's lighting it up in the Canadian mixed doubles right now as we speak, and would expect nothing less. So, I mean, that's definitely a cool part to, you know, I've been around him for over a decade now, not to age us at all, but yeah, been with him along the way for a long time here.
What about your friend Ed, Matty, Brendan McCushion, Danny Grant? Do you guys still keep in touch?
I wouldn't say we keep in touch. I mean, we see each other, you know, every now and then. Curling community is so small, of course, and Brendan is. His sister's Kristen McCush, who plays on Caitlin Law's team, and she's actually getting married this summer to my best friend Rob Gordon. So we're going to see each other at the wedding, obviously, and I know see at the rink, you know, every now and then. Had a dinner with Dan's dad, Scott Grant, who coached us actually a couple months ago in Phoenix. So it was nice catching up with him, and I mean, don't keep in touch like we used to. You know, when we played together, just like gets busy and people are doing other things now. You know, when you do see each other, when you catch up, you know, it just feels like old times.
If I remember correct, back in those juniors, you wore skateboard shoes that were converted into curling shoes. What was the thought process going into that?
Yeah, these are the bad memories you're starting to bring up now. between that and the hair I was running, you could tell I was 17 years old, bit of a punk look. Hey, I mean, if you go out and win Canadian championships, I guess you can wear or look however you want.
Well, I mean, you wear runners now, like a lot of curlers now, right? It's not a big deal, right?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, definitely dialed back the color tone to the shoes, which I'm proud of. I'm glad I don't rock neon orange and blue, and I think there was some neon green in that too. Those were awfully bright, clashing with the yellow Manitoba jackets we had too. So, I mean, the runners are super comfortable. I live by them. You know, I like them. They get a little cold sometimes, but they're definitely the comfiest shoe I find.
Alrighty, good stuff. Matty Dunstone, the winner of the 2013 Canadian Juniors. That was the last time that Fort McMurray hosted the Canadian Juniors. I guess you did kind of touch on this earlier, but from your memory, what can the athletes expect as they make their way to Fort McMurray this weekend?
Yeah, I mean, the venue's great, you know, with the curling club and the arena attached. So, I mean, it's a one-stop shop. And if the Yogan Fruz is still there, the Menchie's, I can't remember, there was a frozen yogurt place in the building as well. Make sure to hit that up anytime you win a game. I think we frequented there quite often, and you know, just go out and enjoy and meet new people, and you know, go out for some nice suppers, and obviously enjoy your family that's there watching you too. Those are important moments in everybody's lives, and important to, you know, enjoy them as much as you possibly can, regardless of the results.
Matty Dunstone, thank you so much again for the time here today, chatting about the Canadian Juniors back in 2013.
You bet, Ryan. Anytime.
We'll be back with more next on Fort McMurray Matters.
We're back to Fort McMurray Matters.
Brought to you by Cooper & Company Law Firm and Fort McMurray Orthodontics.
On Play 103.
Welcome back to Fort McMurray Matters. I'm your host, Ryan McNally. Joining me on the phone here today is Corinne Brown, the 2013 Canadian Junior Women's Curling Champion. Of course, those junior championships the last time Fort McMurray hosted the juniors. Corinne, how's it going here today?
Yeah, doing great. Thanks for having me.
Hey, great to have you on the show here. What do you remember from those 2013 Junior Curling Championships?
I remember being very cold. It was definitely us coming from BC, we were having a pretty mild winter that year, and I think it was something like minus 25 for the most part there. But we were definitely bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. We were going to our first junior Canadian, so we were really excited, and didn't really know what was going to be ahead of us there, but luck was definitely on our side that whole week, and obviously some great memories from there.
Take us back to that moment of heading to Fort McMurray and what it was like to, you know, get that experience to play against the best in Canada in your age group.
Yeah, it was awesome. That was a few years prior, we had actually lost the provincial final to go to junior. So this was the first time we had won and the right to represent BC. So we're really excited to kind of show Canada what we were made of, and had some really great opponents there as well. Kind of just looking at who we played, like we had Shannon Burchard in the final, and you look at Jamie Sinclair is there, and there was lots of really good players that we now compete kind of against on a regular basis.
This wasn't your first time representing your province, of course, competing in the 2011 Canada Winter Games and other events as well. But did those 2013 juniors just feel a little different?
Yeah, I would say probably comparable to the Canada Games as far as kind of the magnitude of the event. I think those were probably our biggest events. I would say the juniors was probably the biggest and just kind of the most kind of it was kind of the biggest deal for sure. So we were excited to go, and we knew that it was a pretty important event, and we knew, especially with there being a world championship on the line afterwards, obviously that the magnitude of it made it pretty great.
And you made it through the round robin and championship pool with a 9-1 record. Do you remember what the mindset was heading into that final against Shannon Burchard of Manitoba?
It was, I mean, the mindset was pretty wild, to be honest. We had a full day off in between because we ended up getting the bye to the finals. So there was lots of time to ruminate and kind of overthink things. So it was definitely some challenging sleeps that we had between when we finished our last round robin game to the final. There was a lot of time to overthink things, but we were able to kind of regroup as a team and come together and really just focus on the task at hand rather than kind of all the emphasis that was on that game, and obviously a lot of pressure with it, but we were able to kind of just take a step back. And after the practice of that game, we were able to kind of, that's when the nerves kind of start to settle a little bit. Obviously there's a lot of build up to that, the game itself, but we were able to kind of put that all behind us and just play our game.
And from that junior team, you still play with Aaron Pincott and Samantha Fraser. That's got to be pretty cool for the three of you to stick together for so long now.
Yeah, it's been a long, long road for us. Obviously, we have really good chemistry between the three of us, and we really enjoy playing together. That's a really big part of it. Obviously, we're taking some time, lots of time away from our friends and family and work, so you might as well enjoy who you play with. So I'm really fortunate to curl with two of my best friends and have for many years, and hope to curl with them for many years to come as well. So definitely a very privileged position. I know a lot of people change teammates quite frequently, but I'm very fortunate to have played with those two for the majority of my career.
And from that experience, you've moved on, represent BC three times at the Scotties since. How do you feel that experience in 2013 helped springboard you into the professional ranks?
Yeah, it was huge for sure. We were probably pretty young to be going there. We were only 17, and to win at 17 was pretty remarkable as well. But that definitely kind of set the stage for our expectations and how hard we knew we had to work. I think going to the world and maybe not performing the best that we could really made us take a step back and really think of how rethink our training. So we got a personal trainer after that, really prioritized kind of the mental side of the game, practiced more aspects of our game. I'd say we were probably a pretty defensive team at the time. So knowing that to compete with the best, we would have to kind of improve our soft game with the finesse shots and the draw game. So it really set the standard of what we needed to, we knew we needed to improve on going forward. And here we are today.
And for the athletes heading up to Fort McMurray this week, from your perspective, what should they expect?
Yeah, just honestly enjoy the whole experience. I think we've met lots of friends from our junior days, and we still keep in touch with them and see them on tour to this day. So really enjoy the experience. Obviously, you're there to curl, and it's important to focus on that. But any little activity you can participate in that doesn't necessarily impact your schedule, take it in. I can't emphasize that enough. I think there's been times when we've been too kind of focused on the game and you lose sight of the picture as a whole. So if there's any opportunity to kind of, go for dinner with your family, and if there's any even going down to the games room, I don't know if they still do it now, but there was always a ping pong table set up and teams were playing cards. There's a lot of opportunity to intermingle with the team. So it's you never know what could happen. Erin ended up meeting her now partner, Matt Dunstone, at the juniors that year. So you never know what could happen. You'll meet some lifelong friends or maybe a partner or whatever. But just take it all in and make sure that you don't have any regrets when you leave.
And I was chatting with Matt Dunstone earlier, and he was saying that the really cool thing about those juniors is it just felt more fun. And, on the men's side of the game, it feels like, some of those events that he'll go to throughout the year, they kind of lacks that, ability to have fun. Do you kind of feel that's the same way on the women's side?
Yeah, I mean, when you're on tour, you're just there to curl, especially when you're only there for 4 days. If you're just going to, let's say, like the Spiel in Calgary or Red Deer or whatever, you're only there for 4 days, so it's mostly business. And if you happen to be out at the end of the week, maybe you'll go have a drink or and kind of socialize upstairs, but for the most part it's all business. But even like I think I still take this mentality into even the Scotties this year. We know we were there to curl, but we definitely made sure to take in any opportunity we could. We did go to the patch when our schedule allowed for it, make sure that we are kind of interacting with fans, supporters, that sort of thing. It is important to kind of look at the bigger picture, but it can be challenging when you're on tour, when it is basically you're just there to curl. Your schedule is jam-packed. Sometimes you have 3 games a day. It's hard to kind of really take in the city you're in. I would say I've traveled a lot of places for curling, but I can't say I've actually seen a lot of the cities just based on it being a jam-packed schedule. But that's where juniors a little bit more spread out, and there's a lot more teams there, and obviously both genders. It makes it a lot more opportunity to kind of intermingle and get to know people.
Corinne Brown, the champion of the 2013 Canadian Women's Junior Championships that were held in Fort McMurray. Thank you so much for your time. Anything else you want to add on the juniors?
No, I'm just super excited for Fort McMurray to get this event back. It was a fabulous event and fabulous venue that we curled in, so I'm looking forward to staying tuned to what these juniors can do.
Awesome, Corinne. Thank you so much again for your time here today.
Yeah, you bet. Have a good one.
We continue today's edition of Fort McMurray Matters after the break.
We're back to Fort McMurray Matters.
Brought to you by Cooper & Company Law Firm and Fort McMurray Orthodontics.
On Play 103.
And we're back on Fort McMurray Matters. I'm your host, Ryan McNally. Joining me on the phone here today is Tyler Spitzer. He's the co-chair of the U21 Canadian Curling Championships coming up in Fort McMurray on Sunday. Tyler, how's it going here today?
Oh, it's going excellent. How are you doing?
Doing well. How was organizing for this event gone?
Organizing has gone quite well. I mean, we're busy as anybody would be leading up to an event of this magnitude, but all in all, it's gone really, really good.
Yeah, 2 days before the event kicks off, are you guys going to be ready to go?
Yeah, we'll be ready. We had a couple teams fly in yesterday. We've got a whole bunch flying in this afternoon, and then the rest will arrive tomorrow morning, and things will get officially started on Sunday afternoon.
Fort McMurray held this event back in 2013. What made the organizing committee want to bring this event back?
We had a lot of fun hosting so many people from every part of Canada, every province and every territory. It was a very successful event. And anytime we can try to bring this many people to our community, it just gives us a chance to show off our community for all the good things that it is and our facilities. And so we have a really good relationship with Curling Canada, and we had reached out to them and said we'd be interested in doing this again, and they were very interested in coming back here. So it just seemed like it was easy to put together the second time, since we were so successful doing it, I guess, 11 years ago now.
And for the folks that remember that 2013 event, what will be the same and what will be different?
I guess what's different is there's more teams this go around. There's 18 men's and 18 women's. Just Curling Canada expanded the field. So some provinces have two representatives versus back then there was only one. What will be the same is the competitive nature of this, that these kids are playing to represent Canada. Ultimately, the two winners here, the men's and women's, will go on to represent Canada at the World Junior Championship. So that'll be the same. The atmosphere will be the same. The setup will look much the same. and all these families and parents and grandparents that will come up here, it'll be the same great atmosphere.
What does it mean for Fort McMurray Wood Buffalo to get to host this event again?
It speaks volumes of our community that we can, you know, that national sporting organizations have the confidence to come here. It's a great, I think I just said this, but it's great to be able to bring families here and show what Fort McMurray is all about. I think sometimes we don't get a fair shake. You know, people hear things, but if you can bring them here and you can show them, and, you know, we can compete with anybody on a national level. You just need to get the people here. So it means a lot to Fort McMurray. It means a lot to our host committee and to, I think, the curlers that have come here, they'll see that when they're here and they'll leave with really great memories.
And for someone who has maybe never been to an event like this, how would you best describe it?
Well, these are kids, these are U21s, so these are kids that are competing at the highest level in their sport, and some of these kids are going to go on, and you're going to see them at the Scotties and at the Brier on TSN and Sportsnet on tour in the future, and you could make a strong argument that this will be the biggest event that they have played in their lives to date. So the excitement will be all around McDonald Island here for the next week. Everywhere you go, you're going to see it, and you're going to hear about it, and that is I'm excited, and I know the rest of the host committee is excited, and I know these kids are going to be beyond excited here, probably starting tonight.
I chatted with Matt Dunstone and Corinne Brown on the Canadian Juniors back in Fort McMurray in 2013. So this, again, truly is the future of the sport coming to Fort McMurray, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Like if you know, it's hard to turn the TV on today to any sort of curling thing and not hear those two names. I mean, Matt Dunstone, he lost in the Brier final last year. He was just in the playoffs at the Brier this year. He's, you know, always in the mix on tour events, Grand Slam events. And he really did get started at a pro level when he won this event in 2013. And Corinne Brown, she's a fixture on the ladies tour too, so I'm not trying to take anything away from her, but you know, this event is kind of what kickstarts these kids' careers.
Now that you know, the U21s are back up in Fort McMurray for what is going to be a second time, is there the potential Fort McMurray gets other curling events like this? Maybe it's a Grand Slam event and maybe even a Scotties.
Well, we've hosted two Grand Slam events in the past. In 2014 and 2015, we kind of leveraged hosting this junior event, and we ended up taking on two Grand Slam events. So that's certainly on the table. I think we're more than capable of hosting an event of the magnitude of the Scotties. As a community, we have wonderful volunteers, we have wonderful fans, and we have, you know, a great host and organizing committee that can put these events on, and we have great corporate support as well, which certainly you need to host national level events. So yeah, I think any of that would be on the table for sure.
And of course, any opportunity to show off Fort McMurray is definitely going to be something that the host committee would not take lightly, I'm assuming.
I think that, and I say this sometimes when I'm just chatting with people in general, that the best way to show off and promote your community, you know, never mind what you say and the pictures you show, bring people to the community and just let them see for themselves. And so certainly when you have 36 teams coming and you have all the parents and extended family, and you just bring them here and you show them and you just let them experience it for themselves, it'll sell itself. So that is kind of a bonus to, you know, what's going to be a wonderful event, is just the chance to show off what we're all about. And I know that people will leave with a great impression.
For those still looking for tickets to purchase for this event, how can they do so?
McDonaldisland.ca. Just go onto their website and the link will be right there. You can buy a tournament pass. You can buy a daily pass if there, you know, there are only certain games you want to go to. One cool thing about this, I think everybody knows who Brad Gushue is. He's a six-time Brier winner. His daughter is on Team Newfoundland. So there's probably a high likelihood that you're going to see him kicking around here as well.
As he prepares for another World Men's Canadian Championship as well. So that'll be pretty cool to see. Tyler Spitzer, the co-chair of the U21 Canadian Curling Championships in Fort McMurray. Anything else you'd like to add here today?
I think I've said everything I can. We're super excited, and we can't wait to get going on Sunday afternoon, and I hope everybody comes out and sees it for themselves.
Well, looking forward to taking in the action. Tyler, thank you so much again for your time here today.
Thanks, Ryan.
That was our show for today. A big thank you to my guests for joining us, and looking forward to the U21 Canadian Curling Championships coming up to Fort McMurray starting on Sunday, and they go all week over at McDonald Island. That wraps up a whole set of shows for this week. Looking forward to bringing you much more content for you next week. Thank you for listening to Fort McMurray Matters. I'm Ryan McNally. Have a good day.
That's the end of another edition of Fort McMurray Matters.
Want a copy of this or any past episodes? Download the podcast at play1037.ca. Brought to you by Cooper & Company Law Firm and Fort McMurray Orthodontics.
On Play 103.